All right, boys and girls, what I want to talk to you about today is, again, a little bit different topic, not so much business practical advice, but something that I think a lot of us go through as barbers, which is just like, you know, kind of losing hope in whether that be you're starting out, you're not really having that great of outlook on barbering, you're questioning if barbering is the right thing for you. Maybe you've been doing this thing for a while, man. And maybe you've just been in the grind and it hasn't really brightened your hopes on if this is the thing you should be doing with your life. Maybe you're questioning this and just losing hope on being a barber whatsoever. And maybe you're just, you're in a dark place right now. And a lot of us, I think all of us barbers, go through this at some point in time, or go through this and never come out of it, which is unfortunate. And my hopes for you is that by the end of this podcast, you have a very different outlook on the trials and tribulations, whether you're going through, have gone through, and will come through at some point in time. Because in the game of business, in the realm of business, you're always going to go through midpoints, high points, and low points, no matter what level you're at. And you're always going to come across them. And I think at a certain point in time, after we've gone through a couple of low points, we stop being so risk-taking. We stop trying to put ourselves out there or push things further because we understand the low points will come. And so we just keep ourselves at a constant pace to avoid the pain, to avoid the failure, to avoid those low, stressful moments. Fucking laundry's done. Let me walk up and grab this thing. And my hopes of this is, again, too, you change your outlook on this. And you change your relationship with this and almost welcome these points. You almost welcome these, like, all right. You almost welcome, like, these lower points that are going to eventually come. And also weaponize you with into your tool belt a better way to assess this and a better way to attack this. For those of you who don't know, my name is Daniel Contreras. I run a company called The New Era Barbering, where we help barbers scale to $20,000 a month, charging $200 during new clients in their business from any location, whether that be in the U.S., Canada, or Australia. We have barbers who are making well over $20,000 a month. And not only that, I've also scaled my business from making charging $20 a cut to charging $150 a cut in a quote-unquote small town of Sacramento, California, where when I was scaling my business, the highest paid barber, highest charging barber was $40. So it was in my own mentality, in my broke mentality, that all I could ever charge and amount to was $40. That was like the high point. So I say all this to say, I've been in your shoes. I've gone through the trials and tribulations, and I've gone through every high and every low moment possible, as well as I'm currently working with over 700 plus barbers as our private clients in the Elevated Mentorship Program inside of our company, and also guiding them through these high and low moments and getting them over those hurdles quicker than what I was able to do for myself, because I've learned, unfortunately, the hard lessons myself and have had to come up with mental models and ways to overcome these in business. And again, too, I make this podcast, the No Bullshit Podcast overall, to give you more advice on how to overcome these. So with that, welcome to the Bullshit Podcast. Now, for me, my lowest point as a barber came when I was charging $16 a cut. And I was booked out. I think a lot of us to get in this thing just to get booked out. And we're like, oh man, once I'm booked out, I'll be happy. But I was more unhappy when I was booked out than when I wasn't booked out and like barely cutting one client, two clients a day in the barbershop. Because of the fact I had no life, because of the fact I wasn't making the money I wanted to make, and I was still living at my mom's house, and I saw no pathway for myself to really make it. I came to the conclusion, man, like I'm only making like $2,000-$3,000 a month, $4,000 maybe if I'm overworking myself. How the fuck am I gonna support a family? How the fuck can I provide for a wife? How the fuck can I provide for kids in the future? This is me when I was like 20, 21 years old. Very young me. And I was already having these ideas and like forethoughts of like, how the fuck is this even going to make sense? I wouldn't be able to save money if I had bills, right? Thankfully, I was living in my mom's house. But even if I was living on my own, fuck, I wouldn't be able to make it. How the fuck am I even going to like make something of myself later on? And I just came into a very depressive state. I started questioning if Barbie was a thing for me. At that point in time, I started looking outside of it. I started trying to like start other businesses. I went back to college because I'm like, man, maybe this Barbie thing isn't the thing. Maybe I should go back to college just in case it's a plan B, right? I started coaching high school baseball. I'm like, man, let me find something else. Maybe something else needs to be it. And throughout that, I was going away from the main problem, which was I didn't know how to run my business, right? And I know I say that a lot, like, hey, your main problem is like, honestly, as a barber, you don't know how to run your business. But it's very true. Because if I just understood how to run my business properly as a barber, I wouldn't have all these doubts, worries, or complaints and stressors in my life, because I would be able to scale it to the $150 plus. Now, this is not a podcast telling you you need to figure out, like, again, to how to run your business, but how to more deal with like these low moments. Because when I came against these low moments, I got into a vicious cycle mentally for myself, right? I would think, fuck, I'm a loser. I'm just a barber. This is all I'm going to be. And so I didn't really try to do anything in my business. I didn't try to like improve myself. I didn't try to go ahead and like learn new things. I was just trying to like get away from the problem overall. And I think that's very, very bad. And very, very, very detrimental to me. And maybe for yourself, you're kind of going through the same things right now. You're questioning if barbering is the right thing for you. You're looking at other things out there. And trust me when I say this, barbering is what you make it. When I say that, I mean, if what you're getting a result of is a shitty business, well, you are currently making that a shitty business, and your thoughts and your actions are making it a shitty business, and you can change, right? Yes, this thing, like, it's very hard to run a business overall, especially starting up, especially when, like, you have no clue on what the fuck to do. You have no idea, no pathway. Everybody around you doesn't understand, like, everybody around you is just kind of telling you the same bullshit, right? You feel just like on a fucking island damn near. Now, for me, I was in this space stuck for about 2 years, like a sad little depressed fuck. And I could tell you all the things. Oh, man, I did this thing. I did that thing. This is how I got this here. This is why I started doing action-wise. I started doing this on social media. But none of that's really going to fucking help you. Because at the end of the day, you're going to come up against another roadblock. Even when you start scaling your business, you're going to come up against another roadblock, another hardship, another stressor. Other things that will get you in like this state. Again, to the thing I can tell you about this, the theory of this and the practice, when you solve one problem, 20 other problems appear, right? In business, that's how things go. And I'm trying to think of like a, let's just take a regular business, right? Let's say Amazon. You know, let's say their initial problem was, one of their bottlenecks in the business when Jeff Bezos, and I'm taking a leeway out of the story, but Jeff Bezos, for instance, when I was reading, his book, one of his biggest problems in business was the efficiency of how packages were getting sorted and the time frame that they can go ahead and ship those packages out. And he had to solve this problem because he's like, man, if I solve this problem, everything's going to be good. I think that's one of the worst mentalities to have. If you solve a problem, everything doesn't become good. In fact, 20 other things break because of that, right? Now, good business owners understand this concept, okay? So when Jeff Bezos finally figured it out, he had to come up with an algorithm with the sorting tables and like automatically he'd be able to sort things and put them off to the right pile so that like people don't like spend hours upon hours going back and forth from the warehouse and they can have the most efficient route possible to place packages in the right place. Well, when that happened, a problem that he didn't foresee occurred. His business, Amazon, blew up because their efficiency rate of sending and delivering packages for two-day shipping, one-day shipping, same-day shipping, exploded the business and had more packages coming in than they could handle the infrastructure-wise. So now he created a new problem, which is a good problem to have, but a new problem. He has too much business for his current infrastructure. So he has to not only build out different infrastructures, different warehouses, But then he has to also hire people. And then he has to also train those people up. And those people have to have managers. And then they have to have systems and operations. You see how all these different problems come about from solving one problem? So when you look at your business and you're like, man, this is my one problem, understand this. Just because you solve that one problem doesn't mean you're A-OK in the clear. It's like you're at heaven's gates. 20 other problems appear. So you better get good at understanding how to handle these mental hurdles or these low moments or these stressors. The best way I've found this, and I don't know how I came about this. It might have been, I watch a lot of documentaries. I watch a lot of documentaries on sports people, sports teams. I watch a lot of documentaries on business individuals, on anyone in business in general, in music. And I watch a lot of these documentaries because I want to see how did they handle these hardships, right? Now, you can take, let's say, sports, for example. There are examples of people who rose to the top. The Tom Brady's, drafted late in the rounds, became a Hall of Famer, became the GOAT. And then you also have people who were drafted number one overall, had different stressors, still a stress or still a problem that they came in their career, and crumbled. And how did they approach that? That mental model, that mental framework on how they approach that. The thing I adopted, and this is the thing I want you to take away from this podcast, the thing I adopted that all great people, all great businesses, all successful individuals do when they are coming up against a place of they lost hope, their things are stacked against them, everything looks like it's going to shit, is they begin looking at this as a, not a down moment, right? Not as a, oh fuck, why the fuck is this happening to me? And they don't look at it as like a hooray problem. Not like initially, right? Eventually you get to, like, I get to that hooray, this is a problem. Like whenever I have a problem with the business now, I'm like, yes, we got a problem, awesome. And this is why. Because I look, and every great individual looks at the problem or the stress or the lack of hope that they're going through as a character-defining moment. It defines you. It's like playing a game 7 in basketball in the finals. It's character-defining. Last 30 seconds, last 20, last shot, the ball's in your hands. That's a character-defining moment. Will you crumble, or will you look at that like, bet, I get to define how great I can be? And in these moments, I started shifting my mentality of like, oh my God, all hope's lost. This sucks so much. Why can't it be easy? To yes. Like, of course, now I say yes. But then I said, trying to figure out like where it doesn't be like, yes, awesome problem. Because you're probably not going to be able to think that way at first. But you should think, yes, I get to define how great I am. Now I get to show the world who the fuck I am. Now I get to show everyone how great I can be. Because when everybody else has these problems, they crumble. When everybody else has these problems, they fall to the fucking ground. But not me. I get to define who the fuck I am and how I address this issue so people could look at me and be like, how the fuck did you do that? And when I started taking a look at through that lens, I stopped wishing for better times. And I started thriving and hoping and praying on those days where my hope is lost, where all hell is, where everything's backed against me, my back is against the wall. Because I get to define how great I get to be. And it's all up to me and my action level. And that turns, it's a fucking kink. I'm like, it's like a fucking sex orgy for me. I'm turned the fuck on by this bitch, right? I'm like, yes. Like, I'm getting an erection just thinking about it. Getting girthy. But seriously, you have to look at these things as these character-defining moments where, awesome, now I get to see how great I can be. Now I get to go ahead and prove to everybody physically what I think of myself mentally. Because you definitely think of yourself as great. But you haven't come up against those moments that are character-defining moments to prove to the world that you're great. So when you're coming up against these things, I want you to start taking a look at these things differently. Don't look at them as like, oh my God, I've lost hope. But yes, let's fucking go. Game fucking on. About fucking time. Right? I always love to fucking get my face pounded in. Pause. I love to get my face pounded in by business. There we go. That's better. Maybe not a big of pause, still a pause. But I love to be able to have these moments where shit hits the fan. Because I get to show everybody how great I am. I get to show everybody just who the fuck I am inside and let the fucking dog out. Because ain't nobody fucking beating me. Bet on that, right? Bet on that. And that's how your attitude should be. And when you start applying this to your mentality, to your business, you're going to think the same way. You're not going to be in this sad, sulky moment. You're going to be like, hype the fuck up, like, yes! Oh, I'm the fucking underdog. Let's fucking go. Not this, oh, woe is me. This sucks. Oh my God, what should I do with my life? Man, maybe this is not for... No, that's what losers do. You know you're a fucking winner. You just got to fucking prove it. Now you got to have... Now you have something to show you physical proof and to show the world physical proof. So my one challenge for you and my one thing I want you to take away from this, switch your mentality when you come up against these times. Whether you're going through it right now, whether you just came out of it, and even if you're not going through it right now, guess what? It's going to come. Those hard times always come. And what are you going to do in that situation? Are you going to crumble or are you going to be like, bet, game fucking on? So hopefully that brings you some type of value today. If it did, my one request and my one ask is this. Please go ahead and share this, copy this, send it to another barber, send this to another person who might be going through struggles right now, who just got out of a struggle right now, or who's doing really well and is going to have a struggle later on down because they're pushing their business forward. Because I'm willing to bet this is going to help them 10,000%. And if somebody sent you this, they want you to know, one, they believe in you. Two, step it the fuck up. When you come up against those moments, show how fucking great you can be. Because the person who sent you this sees how great you can be and says, do more. So that's what I want you to leave with today. Do more. Be more. Be exactly who you think you are. Live it out. And with that, I'll see you guys in the next podcast.